Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day of being aware of you, walking with you, and enjoying you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you've called us out of darkness to know you and in everything. Know you in the mornings, know you in our house, our household, to know you in our works. Work terrain, to know you in our play and in whatever we find pleasure, Lord. Lord, I thank you. It's your pleasure, you working in us to will and to do. So we dedicate this day to you, Father God, to just work in us to will and to do according to your will, according to your good pleasure, Father God, so as to be pleasing to you and drawing people out of the darkness as well, Father God. Lord, thank you for your great love. Appreciate it in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, family. We're ending off Ephesians chapter 1, and it's verses 22 and 23.
God put everything under Christ's feet and made him head of everything in the church, which is his body. His body, the church, is fullness of Christ, who fills everything in every way.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful, you know, we can just see the whole context. If we just briefly just put it together, what it's saying in Ephesians 1, it starts off and says we have grace and peace. Grace is God's sufficiency. God has made everything available for us now to return to him, return to right thinking, right attitude, right action, and then bring that right attitude, right action into our homes, into our workplace, into whatever we do. We are pleasures, diving, fishing, hiking, whatever. And that's God's intention. That was his intention from the very beginning. And so we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. The family of God, biggest spiritual blessing, and then the leadings and giftings following. God watches over his people and watches over his things, his leadings. And here we can see at the very end here, we can see it also that a man comes back to what they're supposed to be in the right family, right attitude, action, right work. And so we're sitting in a scenario now very much like when the Israelites were taken out of Egypt. They went into a place of preparation, and that preparation was in the desert, where they had to sort out themselves and find themselves in the Lord, find themselves in his leading, and be pleasing to him, and not longing back for Egypt, but to long for their God, and to long for his purposes and his plans, and extend his kingdom, his goodness on earth as it is in heaven. And we know those that longed for Egypt, they passed away in the desert. But those that had God as the center of their being, had God as their source, and he then drove all their attitudes and actions, working in them to will and to do. Those are the guys that went into the promised land. And then there were giants, there were people that didn't know their God, and they had to move away, move out, so that God's church, God's body, God's ecclesia, the ones that's been taught by him, and knowing what is right and wrong, these guys would come in, and then they would take over in all areas, all kingdoms, you could say. And so there was people filling up. They were in the wrong place because they didn't know their God and didn't have his best interest in heart. They had to move out. And this is exactly where we at us as well. I think it nicely, you know, when you think of before Jesus came into this earth, he said a couple of things. He said, I come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, and a body you've prepared for me. Now, the first body that he had to worry about was his own body. He had to, his whole purpose intent was to show us a true picture of what a person should be like, from baby for young man right into the fullness of Christ, the maturity. And this he did. So the first body he worried about was just staying in tune with his God, spirit, soul, and body. And that he did. But then that was then to draw out disciples, draw people out of this world. And we are a part of that. We also ecclesia, that's the word ecclesia, called out ones, called out of this world to experience heaven, experience a God, and then bring God's kingdom, heaven to earth. And so that's the whole purpose, guys. And we can look at Psalm, 37. We can see the whole point and motivation of the body of Christ. The body of Christ, the bride of Christ, is to abide in the good things of God. And then from abiding in the good things of God, God gives desires. And then as they just stay with their God also brings about those desires. What he authorizes, he also perfects. And this is partaking then of the righteousness of God that he's got for us. And so believers are there to fulfill every area out there in the world. There's with every kingdom, schools, politics, art, everything is there to glorify our God and bringing his things into this world as it was supposed to be from the beginning with Adam and Eve. And that's what we're coming back to. And so you see the beauty there of abiding in Christ, drawing from Christ, because we are the body that he's drawn out now. And this is a body that's going to stay here, and it's going to maintain, and it's going to enjoy, and it's going to be a blessing then to God and blessing then to everyone. So there's a body prepared, and all those that are not part of this body, this bride, are going to be taken off. And it's clear there in Psalm 37. I'll send it this morning with these readings. Okay, be blessed because you are blessed, and ready now, prepare to shine wherever you are. Amen. Mostly let the Lord light your fire in the mornings, and then just walk conscious of him as you take him into your home, your workplace, and into your areas of play and of enjoyment of this beautiful creation, because everything is coming back to the way it should be, the way God wants it, the way it needs to be.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing our spirit, soul, body, and birthright into alignment with your perfect will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.